This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Manny, is it okay if I share your tragedy with other people?
I mean, I was actually going to try and share it on the air. So
yeah, Manny is having, you know, I'm having a tough day in that my job is backed up, my microwave stopped, my food was supposed to get delivered, didn't, and it took me a half hour to figure out what the new IP number was because my connection wasn't working today with the internet, and the internet wasn't working this morning. But Manny's dwarfs my particular sadnesses. Manny, explain to them in try not to cry. All right.
Yeah, I'll try to hold it together.
Yeah, explain what the tragedy is.
So I just consumed an Oreo cookie before we got on the air here, and
I'm cracking, you know, and this is so hard for me to hear. Keep going.
And you know, it just, I was very underwhelmed by it. It just wasn't you know, now this is a regular Oreo cookie, like the original
ordinary
Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
That I got out of a vending machine here at the station, and I took a bite out of it, you know, where I ate the whole thing, and I'm like, yeah. Just not that great. Now, this is because basically I haven't had
I have not had
a regular Oreo cookie in about 5 or 6 years. Every time I've had an Oreo cookie, it's always been like the double stuff.
Yeah.
With the double stuff frosting, you know? So
yeah.
I get this regular one that has like half the amount of frosting that a double stuff one does. Maybe not even half, like a third. It just wasn't very good.
I'm so sorry.
It just wasn't very good. I was very disappointed.
I understand. You know, and I feel your pain. Does the word slap-a-thon have any relevance here? I said, how's your day going? He said, I'm having a problem. Oh, tell me. You know, I'm here. I'm sympathetic for that.
This is a six-pack of cookies, so I've got five.
So you have to eat five more of them.
Yeah.
As I said, the only good thing about them is you can twist. I mean, I think you can twist the normal ones sort of counterclockwise, the bottom one direction, the top the other, mm-hmm. and just, you know, use your bottom teeth to scrape the frosting off.
A little.
And that's harder to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's hard. I know there's not much, but it's harder to do with the double ones. And Manny, I told Manny that there is brightness ahead for him because he's not tried the chocolate covered double Oreos.
So you
have something to look forward to in your life.
So
I don't want you to be despondent.
So it's the frosting, the cookie, and then there's like a chocolate coating over the cookie. Is that what?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a great fan of Oreos, but anything with that much chocolate can't be all bad. There you go. Right. And today is National I Am in Control Day, which obviously applies to somebody other than me. I mean, today is just, it's also National Take a Walk in the Park Day. I don't know about where you are. It's cold here. It's we are.
Yeah, it was cold and rainy. My way into work. And
today it's clear, but it's, you know, we've got a wind chill factor of like, you know, like four or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's actually not that bad.
43
no.
and rainy right now in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I think it's. So. I think it's here. It's about 50, but there's a 35 mile an hour wind, so it's a little unpleasant. Mm-hmm. Which is a good reason to remind yourself that the Florida Territory was created in 1822, which is probably where we should all be today, right?
Yeah.
Or in 1842, ether was used for the first time, so we could do either of those would work for today. Texas was readmitted to the Union following Reconstruction in 1870. See, you secede from the Union, then you got to apply to get back in. It's like, I actually had a friend who had a going away party because he was going into the Army. So we went to his going away party, and he flunked physical, so he had to come back the next day. That's really tough when you have, you know, the entire neighborhood throws a going away party and then you don't go away.
Yeah.
Thought I'd mention that. The Mississippi legislature on this very day found at the University of Southern Mississippi. Jeopardy started today. Guess what year? Don't look.
1967.
Close. 1964.
Okay.
So that was a very good guess. 52 years old Jeopardy is. Art Fleming isn't doing it anymore. Alex Trebek, he is aging well, too.
Yeah.
This also is the day, which, did you remember that Reagan was shot by John Hinckley?
Yeah.
I didn't remember.
I wasn't around yet when it happened.
Well, that's a good reason for you not to remember it.
Yeah, but I've heard, you know, numerous stories about it.
Yeah. Barack Obama has said drug addiction is a health problem, not a criminal problem. Certainly would change the complexion of prisons. We actually had a caller yesterday who wanted to talk about that. Gun shop owner refused to sell guns to an eligible customer because he, and by doing so, prevented a mass shooting. This is kind of a tacky one. A cruise line charges a man $853 for rebooking fee when his wife dies before the cruise. Mm. I suspect once that hits the wires that that's not going to happen.
Right, yeah.
Some good news, though. U.S. soda consumption falls to a 30-year low. That's not good if you're Coca-Cola, but it's good if you're everybody else. And it doesn't differentiate between, let's see if the story differentiates between between diet soda and regular soda. Supposedly, soda isn't very good for you anyway. It chelates calcium out of your bones. The CO2 makes it calcium carbonate, and so that doesn't really work. They're saying slumping demand by diet soda propelled a decline. Wow. I would have thought it was the regular soda, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Carbonated drinks dropped 650 to about 658-ounce servings in 2015, the lowest in 30 years. Pepsi suffered the biggest, a 3.1 volume drop. Declines for Coke and Dr. Pepper and Snapple weren't as steep, which means that they probably did okay. Diet soda is the one. Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke declined 5%. Diet Mountain Dew, nearly 5%. They become increasingly skeptical of artificial sweeteners, most recently fretting about the health implications of consuming aspartame, which is still deemed safe by the FDA. It led Pepsi to reformulate its diet soda. They're trying to lure people back, smaller cans and bottles. Soda makers have aggressively marketed these offerings, which carry a higher price per ounce, like duh. Sprite and Fanta did okay, but I'm really surprised because I would have assumed that because there's such an emphasis on losing weight, and we know that soda is a huge contributor, that it would have been the regular sodas, but it's not. All right, so this one shouldn't come as a great shock to anybody, but it's still a kind of a crappy story. The University of California has been admitting thousands of students from out of state with lower grades and test scores than state residents as a way to raise cash. Like, duh. Because if you are a California resident and go to a California school, it's true, I think, of almost every state. I know it's true in New York. If you go to a state school and you're a state resident, it's a much lower tuition. It's a nominal tuition as opposed to a very hefty tuition. I think in California, when I knew about it, when I was living there, I think in-state tuition was like maybe $800 a year, and out-of-state was like $32,000. But, I mean, that seems to me, I don't know, the American way in some horrible ways, don't you think? Of if you're making straight A's and I get paid, it's not the straight A students that it's going to affect. It's the B students and the C students. But, I don't know, if I were running a university, yeah, that seems to me kind of a, I don't know. I suppose it's a way of discriminating against. I don't even know how to look at that. It's like finding out that the person you're next to on the airplane paid a tenth for their ticket what you paid for yours. It's just plain irritating, isn't it? All right, 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, it's MZ from KSEO in Santa Cruz. Pleased to announce the first of many free live Doc Wallach appearances around the country. Many of you have heard this tireless health crusader interviewed on Alex's show, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and on various other radio, television, and internet shows throughout the world. Doc Wallach has the answer to the U.S. healthcare crisis, and it's real simple and costs very little, and he wants to share it with anyone who will listen. Doc Wallach will appear live at the Best Western Hotel in South San Francisco, California, 380 South Airport Boulevard, beginning at 7 p.m. this Wednesday, March 30th, and the following evening, Thursday, March 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1960 Freedom Boulevard, Freedom, California, near Watsonville. Both events are free, and if you attend, you will find that it is impossible to be bored at a Doc Wallach lecture. In fact, you'll be amazed as well as riveted. Email mz@kscohealth.com for free reservations.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Alrighty, folks. Good time to call me. As always, at the beginning of an hour, 855-993-7569. So, if there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, this is the beginning of an hour. It's always a good time to chat. Apparently, there have been some problems about downloading podcasts, and so we're investigating, and I will report back to you. All right. So I suppose we were talking about how long people wanted to live. And we got a lot of people that, so we were asking people how long they expected to live and why. And we got a lot of people who responded to that. So I thought maybe we would talk about that a little bit. So you and I had talked about, I think we started this and then we got a bunch of phone calls. You had said in your 80s, right?
Yeah, I want to live to at least 80.
Yeah. Did you see Patty Duke died?
I did see that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, and Gary Shandling died. Both of them were in their 60s, which seems very young.
And Patty Duke is actually the third person to my knowledge that has died at age 69 this year. Because it was Alan Rickman and David Bowie were also 69.
Doesn't seem like a very good year, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there. And a lot, this has been a tough year for people. And Gary Shandling died, I think, was 66.
Yep.
And Lynn Stritch was 89, which is a different issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying 80s. I'm shooting for 100. Let's see what other people say.
Nancy says, I would like to live to about the ripe old age of around 90 years old because I would like to be a great, maybe even a great-great-grandmother to see all of my posterity and be able to enjoy them and love them.
Well, I mean, I was figuring out the other day that that how old you are when you become a grandparent is dependent, among other things, on how old you are when you marry and how old you are when you have kids. So that you could be, in theory, you could be a grandmother at, 40, right? You can be a great-grandmother at, 50-something.
Yeah, I mean...
Certainly not recommended, but...
You could be 30 and have a... if you had a child at 15 years old and you're 30 and the 15-year-old child has a child, then, boom, you're 30 years old and you're a grandparent.
Yeah, which is... So when people say, wow, you're really young to be a grandparent, I'm thinking, can we not do that? All right.
Frankie says, I'd like to pass away peacefully in my sleep at the age of 90 like my grandfather, and not screaming in horror like the guy who was the passenger in the car grandpa was driving as they went over that cliff.
Oh, that's awful. That's a icky story, isn't it?
Yeah.
So grandpa was driving, he fell asleep and just died, and somebody was in the car with him.
So,
gee, that's I had a grandfather who died when he was driving the car as well, but he somehow got himself off the road and ran into a telephone pole. But that was much better than running into somebody. So, yikes.
We have another Nancy who said, I expect to live into my mid-90s. My great-grandmother lived until she was 99, my grandmother until 95, and my mother is still going strong at nearly 94. I just hope I will still be lucid at that age.
Amen. Isn't that it? I mean, although, I've been talking for, a bunch of different reasons with different people about Alzheimer's. And one is that there seems to be this time for a lot of people, and I suppose Alzheimer's used to be defined as presenile dementia. It's now much more broadly defined and probably inaccurately defined because there is a natural aging process. And the process where people begin to lose especially their short-term memory, which is the basic rule of thumb with memory is last in, first out, and first in, last out. So that you may not be able to remember what you had for breakfast, but you can remember your elementary school teacher's name, which is very common. First of all, it's different areas of the brain, but and there are probably at this point 6 or 7 areas of the brain that are associated with memory, different kinds of memory. But the general rule is first in, last out, last in, first out. So there seems to be a period of anxiety and general upset of losing memory. And then it seems like people get through it and are sort of happier about it. They're more, I don't know if it's just resigned to it or something, but that seems to be a pretty common phenomenon. So, and part of it depends on what kind of deterioration happens. I also have a friend who's working for, I think it's just called Alzheimer's.org. And there have been some progress. I figured that in the next 10 or 15 years, it's probably going to be a fair amount just because there's so many of us boomers, and we are the pig in the cobra. So there's so many of us, and we're all aging, some of us more gracefully than others. And so there's going to be a huge amount of emphasis placed on it because it affects us all directly. So my guess is that we're going to find different kinds of. If I had to guess, I would guess it's probably going to be gene therapy because everything in medicine seems to be going in that direction. So, but yeah, I mean, I think what all of us hope is some kind of dignity and calm about our final days, as opposed to panic or loss of dignity, or certainly loss of what makes us who we are.
Wendy says, I hope to die by age 75, still of good
mind. Wow.
Still of good mind and body, not being a pain for anyone to take care of. Managing the elderly is not easy. I do not want my children to go through what I've had to do for my parents. It's brutal.
Wow. But 75, I wonder how old she is now.
Sure.
We don't have any idea, huh? Next time, put that in. If I had to guess, I would guess she's probably in her late 30s, early 40s. Because 75 seems kind of old then. By the time you get probably to 55 or 60, it doesn't seem quite so ancient.
Denise says 66 or so, like the singer's passing recently. Although
wow!
Although I have health issues, so I'm thinking it's time.
Well, oh, honey. Hard to hear that, but
yeah.
Okay.
Tom says 56 years old because that was the answer I received from the Ouija board when I was 7. But honestly, I won't let it become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
See, I know it seems to be truer of men than of women for some unbeknownst reason that they have this sense, this number in their head, that their father died at that age, or that they somehow feel that there's something about it. I don't know very many women who feel that way. I think most of us want to push for as long as possible. But it's an interesting thing. 56, though, geez.
Liz says, tomorrow, I called work today and told them I was sick and I wouldn't be in. I saw my boss while I was out having lunch with some friends, so I'm thinking tomorrow he's going to kill me.
Oh, no. Just tell him you had a miraculous recovery. Or it was a mental health day. Tell him it was a mental health day. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. My husband and I have been married 9 years, and my son is now, he'll be 23, and my son doesn't really never care for my husband.
How long had you been divorced when you started dating your current husband?
A year. But his father, he was never around. He's been in prison, and it was a little bad relationship.
Well, how does your son see his father?
No, he's in prison.
How long has he been in prison?
On and off for 10 years.
For what?
Drugs.
So, well, but you've been married 9, and how long did you date your current husband before?
We were together 17 years, my husband and I, but it was on and off.
Which husband? The one you're married to,
my
or the
first
one?
First husband.
Pardon?
My first husband.
The first husband.
His father. Yeah.
So during, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if part of the issue was feeling like, gee, Mom, you've stuck with Dad so far. How come you're leaving with this other guy? Was it that?
Oh, no, because the first husband was never there. His father.
Okay.
No.
So what's your, how many kids do you have?
Just him.
Okay.
Just
so
me and him.
What's the deal?
They got into a fight when he was like 16, and the cops were called, and my husband went to jail overnight for that. And it was drinking, you know, but we don't do that anymore. We've been...
Who, your current husband was drinking?
Yes, was drinking at the time. And we're in Alcoholics Anonymous, both of us, and we have been sober for a few years now. So it's not that. And he's made amends to my son. But he just seems like my son just doesn't want to have anything to do with him. And then my husband got really mad because he wasn't involved with us, you know, so stuff like that.
Well, what is it? I mean, do you talk
to... I finally told my husband that he doesn't want to, you know, have anything to do with you. He doesn't care for you. And
well, that's not the world's smartest thing, Patricia.
Well, my therapist told me to tell him.
I think your therapist is nuts, to be quite honest. I think first of all, that 23-year-olds notoriously don't get along with either parent, whether they're biological or not. And to say to your husband, I mean, I think it's okay to say, look, Jonathan has a problem with you. I mean, you beat him up when you're 16. That's a little hard to get over. As opposed to he doesn't care for you. I mean, your son has a legitimate complaint against an adult who smacked him around.
Right.
He could have gone to prison for it as assault,
right.
Number one. Number two, it sounds like the two of you have been in AA, and God bless you for that, but it's only been for the last couple of years. So your son grew up with a couple of people who were drinking all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and your husband's saying, well, I made amends. You know, it's up to your son to forgive him, not for him to say, well, gee, I'm sorry. That's a long time to be in an uncomfortable, abusive, scary relationship. And he's 23 now, and so if your husband was in your son's life from the time he was 16 to now, that's 7 years. If the two of you have been sober for 2 years, that means that for 5 years, your husband was a jerk to your son. And saying,
exactly,
gee, I'm sorry, ain't going to go away okay. And I think what the therapist should have told you, and hopefully told you and you misunderstood, was that you need to say to your husband, you made a colossal mess of this. You beat up a kid who wasn't even your own. You were drunk all the time. You diverted me from being a good mom. And saying I'm sorry doesn't begin to cut it. You owe him. And if he doesn't want to be around you, that's his choice. You still owe him some attention, some being in touch with him, that it may take the rest of your life to make amends. Amends isn't about saying sorry. Amends is about working so someone forgives you. And for your therapist to say, well, he doesn't care for you. Not care. Your husband owes your son big time. And I think until you guys both understand that, and I'm not trying to make you feel like you're creepy, because thank goodness you stopped drinking. But think about if you, and hopefully you didn't grow up with an abusive alcoholic step-parent, but certainly it wouldn't have been out of the realms of statistical possibility, someone saying, gee, I'm sorry, I'm sober now. Well, to hell with you. What about those 5 years that you beat the daylights out of me? You guys owe your son, and he may be a snot, and 23-year-olds are not very famous for being nice people to be around, especially to their biological parents, let alone their steps, none of whom beat the daylights out of them. So I think what your therapist hopefully meant was you guys owe, and you continue to say, look, you tell us what we can do to make this okay for you, because we've made a mess of things, and we want to spend the rest of our life proving to you that, number one, we owe you, number two, we're dreadfully sorry about it, number three, we want to make it okay. Christina, what's on your mind?
I'm 22 years old, and my sister is 26, and we're supposed to be moving in together this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it's an investment property that my parents have purchased, and there's two apartments, and just yesterday she told me that she wants to move with her boyfriend instead, and I guess I'm a little upset because we have planned everything for the past month, and she's only been with him for 3 months, too. And
I know, but honey, listen, you know about sex. I mean, you know about, and at some point, do I think she's doing something that's very nice? No, but I mean, the problem is that... That if somehow some fabulous guy kind of wandered into your life and said, hey, baby, you might be tempted to do as well. So I don't want you to wreck your relationship with your sister because of this. So what's going to happen? So is your sister going to move into the rental property and you're out? Or you're going to move in with a roommate to the rental property and your sister's going to go live with her boyfriend?
Well, that's what the problem is because there's two apartments, so she's going to live in one of them with him, and I'm supposed to find a roommate. And part of the problem is I have nobody to live with, so I'm going to have to find, like, a stranger online. And I guess my question to you primarily is, I know that your answer probably is stupid and cheerful, but, like, I'm having a really hard time doing it. Like, I'm just, like, and this happened yesterday, so I have...
Okay, I got it. You have every right to be disappointed and kind of upset and feel like she chose the boyfriend over you. On the other hand, realistically, you might have done the same thing, and I'm glad, you know, which doesn't make it any better. It just makes it understandable. So is there anything she could do? Do you have to pay your folks rent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about the deal is that she pays rent, her portion of the rent on your apartment until you find somebody?
Mm-hmm. I suppose, yeah. We make around the same amount of money, so it's kind of like a guilt thing as well.
Well, that's the point. We just, honey, all I want to do is figure out something that will make you feel better about this, because in the long run, you don't want to be angry with your sister for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to, go ahead.
Is it wrong for me to, like, just avoid her for, like, a short period of time?
Yeah, until you get over this.
Okay.
But I think let her, she owes you an apology. Mm-hmm. And she probably feels guilty about it, but figure out what she can do to make it okay. And tell her, I mean, that she can pay the next month's rent, or she can move, or she owes you dinner for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the more fun that you make it, that she has to come over and make your bed every day, or that she, I know what she could do. Here's what you're going to do, Christina. You're going to go, and you know what? You're going to call me in about 3 months and say, you know, when I was the one who called, and, you know, my sister moved out with her boyfriend, and they've broken up, and she wants to move back in, but I found this fabulous roommate, and I'm dating her brother, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I never would have found him had this not happened. So thank you so much. So it's all going to work out, number one.
Okay.
But number two, what she's going to do is she's going to come and clean your apartment for you for a month.
Okay.
Once a week. As an I'm sorry.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Isn't that good? Don't you love that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. And she has to do a really good job because this is a way, you know, that she owes you.
Okay.
All right? But you'll find somebody fabulous. And it'll turn out to be one of those things that even though it feels awful today, it will turn out, I promise you, it will turn out beautifully.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much.
But her coming and cleaning your john, I mean, doesn't it have a certain kind of resonance to it, a certain kind of justice?
Yeah, that's true.
See, I knew you'd like that. All right.
All right.
Go tell your sister she did a poopy head thing, and so she has to clean up the poopy place.
Thanks a lot.
I know. I went to graduate school to learn how to talk this in a sophisticated way. All right?
It's such a perfect solution. Thanks.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it. You're welcome, right. Christina. Anytime you use the word poopy in a solution, you're basically, you know, you're home free, right? I don't know where poopy came from. I suppose my mother. I don't know. Hard to know exactly where these kinds of things come from. 855-993-7569. Look, that's the whole point. When you've got a problem with somebody, there are two categories of people with whom we have problems, right? Strangers, which, what do we care? They're strangers, right? As long as they're not armed and dangerous, you know, okay. So it's not very nice, but you don't have to live with them. It's not an ongoing relationship. Let it go, all right? Decide how you could have done it differently, what signs you missed, whatever. Those are not the complicated ones. The complicated ones are when somebody disappoints us that we care about. A friend, a relative, a spouse, a next-door neighbor, a parent, a kid. And those, we need to figure out what they can do to make it okay. And sometimes just the words are not quite enough, so we need more from them. So figure out what it is you need. All right, and if you need some help with it, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569. I will review some theater for you. I have, believe it or not, like 8 different theater experiences to review for you. And lots of movies tomorrow. I've been a busy girl. But I thought we would just go ahead and continue doing People's Longevity Report. Let's see what else we got here.
Paul says, I have no expectations. Life is short, delicate, and fleeting.
True, but you don't have any sort of sense about I mean, I agree with you. We all have an expiration date. It's just we're not clear what it is. We can't read it, but there you go.
Rebecca says, 40. I'm 31 now, and I feel like I'm done with life, so another 9 years is good for me.
Oh, honey, you maybe need to give me a call. Why would you be done quite so early? What's going wrong? What's not making you happy? Give me a call. I hate to hear those.
Aurora says, I had a midlife crisis when I was 36 years old, so 72?
Well, was it the Shirley MacLaine line from, with Deborah Winger, that one where the name of the movie just went out of my head. It'll come back in a minute. Where she says, well, I'm only middle-aged, and said, Mom, that means you have to live to 130. So I guess it depends on. I mean, I think you can have your midlife crisis wherever you want, but I think you're allowed to expand the definition at some point if you want.
Allison says, at least 100. If I assume I'm going to die sooner, I won't take care of myself as well. I may be running a marathon when I die.
There you go. I just saw a movie, which I will review for you tomorrow, about a guy who's trying to break the record for the one-hour bicycle race, which apparently is the most grueling of all possible ones. And I think he's in his late 80s. I mean, and the documentarian says, well, this is hard. And the guy says, are you out of your mind? You don't break records with a smile on your face. You break records by throwing yourself into it and you can die. The guy, who his name is... Marinoni. Do you know anything about bicycle racing?
Very little.
I don't either, but apparently he is one of the premier bike makers that people race with him. And the story is he's an immigrant who came to the United States from Italy and went to Canada, went to Quebec and to race because there was a restaurant there that got fairly well-known racers to try and get Canadian bicycle racing off the ground, which it did. And he decided, wow, this is great, because he'd been relatively poor in Italy, and all of a sudden he was a celebrity. But he is a cranky dude. And the filmmaker says, well, I want to watch you make bikes. He said, no, this is the worst welding I've ever done because it's stressful. And he says, well, you know, I'm going to go home and make a bike. And I thought the guy was going to spit at him. It's not real bright in the documentarian to sort of bait him like that. But, I mean, the idea of being able to run a marathon, who is it that said that he wanted to die at 100 by being chased or being shot by a jealous husband? It's one of those kind of, I'm sure it sounds like George Burns or something like that. Although his comment was, if he'd known he was going to live so long, he would have taken better care of himself.
And he lived to be, what, 100?
99, I think.
99? Okay.
Yeah, at least 99. A lot of those comedians who really didn't take terribly good care of themselves lived a long time.
Anita says, only into my 60s or so, both my parents passed at 67 and 68 when within 8 months of each other. So longevity is not boding in my favor.
Well, as I said, my dad's one of those good examples. As I said, people in my mom's family live, you know, well into their 90s. You know, like, I think the 94, 96, something like that. And, my father, the oldest man in my father's lineage, I think lived to 63. Hmm. And my father died 3 weeks short of 91. So, and he did all the things wrong. He smoked, he drank, he ate 5 hard-boiled eggs with sour cream and butter on them and salt every day. He yelled at people. So part of it is just sort of beating your own genetics. And we're talking about somebody today that if a baby is born today, I think their life expectancy is 125. So you have to remember, at the time of Christ, which is 2016 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Life expectancy was 30. From the year 0 to the year 1900, so less than 2,000 years, it went from 30 to 48. So it went up by about 50%.
Yeah.
46, 47. Okay? From 1900 to 2000, 100 years, as opposed to nearly 2,000 years. it went from basically mid-40s to mid-80s. So it doubled in 100 years after going up by 50% in almost 2,000 years. So our longevity is getting better and better. And as I said, even with people who've had life-threatening illnesses, I mean, Steve Jobs had pancreatic cancer. And when I was in medical school, which wasn't all that long ago, the idea was six weeks to 6 months maximum. And he lived 6 years. So, and genetic sort of treating all sorts of cancers and things with genetic sort of redesigner genes and stuff is getting more and more common. I think, as a friend of mine who's a physician says, that medicine is going to be more and more individual. Amazing. Okay, keep going.
Stephanie says, expecting around 85. I have type 1 diabetes for 22 years already, so the odds are stacked against me on one hand. But on the other hand, the ladies in my lineage have lived into their mid-80s and 90s and nowhere as health
nowhere as healthy.
Nowhere as health conscious as myself, so yeah. I just may outdo them.
I'm with you, Sugar. I think that's a great idea. And you take care of yourself. There are also these things called survivor genes, so there you go. So good. I think that's great. I like the attitude of certainly take care of yourself, make sure. She said type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
Type 1.
Okay, yeah, because type 2, losing a little weight, never hurts, so there you go.
Francis says, one day longer than my handicapped son.
Oh, think in terms of a trust. You need to make sure that that's taken care of.
Yeah.
I think that for a lot of people, of making sure that, I was talking with a friend of mine last night who has a sister that will need some extra care. And I said, you need to, she said, well, it's in my will. I said, you need to talk about a trust. Because there are all sorts of different ramifications that are a little unclear to me, but you want to make sure that she has access to the money and that she gets most of it and it's not eaten up by the government and all sorts of things of that sort. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Another hour to go, so you have time to call me about what's on your mind. I will definitely inform you about theater. So there you go, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.